So this is a story, we asked the question yesterday, who is the real author of Chaitanya Charitamrita? Is it Krishna? Is it Radharani? So we'll have to find out. So in Adi Leela, chapter 8, there's the story about the real author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we're studying every day to hear the stories. It's verse 71, chapter 8, verse 71 through 85. Harayata Vrindavane Vaise Bhaktagan Sheshalila Shunite Sabarahaila Man. Krishna's cover it said. In Vrindavan there were many other great devotees, all of whom desired to hear the last pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. In the previous verses he mentioned the names of some of the great devotees who were his associates living in Vrindavan with him 500 years ago. There were great devotees like Sri Haridas Pandit, Govinda Gosai, who is the Govindaji's pujari. He was a disciple of Kashishwar Goswami. Where's Kashishwar? Kashishwar also came here. Yadavacharya Gosai, he was a constant associate of Rupa Goswami. Bhugarbha Gosai, he was a disciple of Pandit Goswami. Chaitanya Das and Mukunda Nandana Chakravarti and Krishna Das and Anantacharya and Shivananda Chakravarti. And there were other great devotees and they all wanted to hear the Shesh Leela of Mahaprabhu. More Yagya Karila Sabe Karuna Kariya Tansabara Bole Liki Nirla Jahaya. By their mercy, Mora Agya. All these devotees, they ordered me to write about the last pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Because the Balya Leela and Poganda Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very wonderfully written in Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavanas Thakur. But the Shesh, or what we call Shesh, the concluding pastimes or the Anti Leela of Mahaprabhu was not so much delineated in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So the devotee said, listen, we'd like to hear about that. And can you tell us about that? Because you're living out there at Shamakund, and you're living right next to Raghunath Das Goswami. And he was very much part of the Shesh Leela of Mahaprabhu. He lived for 16 years out of the 24. Mahaprabhu traveled for 6 years out of his 24 years throughout India. And then for 18 years he lived in Puri. And of those 18 years, for 16 years, Raghunath Das was living with him. So he was keeping a diary, a karcha, and he was the eyewitness to all the pastimes. Although Krishna's Kaviraj wasn't there, he was there by associating with Raghunath. He was there by hearing from Raghunath. And he was there by seeing and living with Raghunath, because they lived, their kutirs are side by side in Shamakund. And every day, Das Goswami was speaking freely for 2 or 3 hours about the Mahima, the glories and pastimes and teachings of Mahaprabhu, which he had heard and experienced in the Puri Leela, which is basically the Antya Leela or Shesh Leela of Mahaprabhu. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami was the appropriate person to ask to write this because he was already an accomplished and famous writer. He had written a commentary on Krishna Karanamrita named Saranga Rangada, a beautiful commentary on Bilvamangala's Krishna Karanamrita, and he already had written a classic book of Astakaliya Shastra called Govinda Leelamrita in Sanskrit. And he was known as Kaviraj. He was the king of all poets. So he said, listen, you're a famous writer. And similarly in ISKCON, we have our Satsrup Das Goswami, and he was one of the early writers of ISKCON. He was a writer when he was in the Navy. He was writing for the government or whatever. He was very keen and enthusiastic writer of everything, poetry and novels and documentaries and everything, and had written so much in books, readings in Vedic literature. When Prabhupada was here, he wrote that book, and many other articles for BTG. He was the editor of BTG for many years. So after Prabhupada left this world, it was an obvious choice to ask him to compile the biography of Srila Prabhupada. So the GBC voted unanimously to ask Satsrup Maharaj to compile the Leelamrita because he was such an accomplished writer, although there were many other writers. In the same way, all the devotees living in Vrindavan, they said, listen, Kaviraj, you're the one. You should do it. You should write. So they gave their order, More Agya, by their order. They ordered me. And by their compassion and mercy, all of them, Tanasabara. So, Niralaja, I've given up all shame and shyness, and I'm trying to write this book. He says, because of their order, although I'm shameless, I've attempted to write about this Lord Chaitanya, this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vaishnavera Agyapana Chintita Antare Madana Gopale Gelan Agya Magibhade. Having received the order of the Vaishnavas, but being anxious within my heart, I went to the temple of Madan Mohan in Vrindavan to ask his permission also. It's interesting, at Vaishnav Agya, Guru Agya, Vaishnav Agya. Agya means order. In the pastime of Korma Brahman and Gauranga Mahaprabhu in South India, he wanted to travel, give up his family, leave his village and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and wander all over India. And Mahaprabhu said, there's no need to come with me. Rather, you can experience my presence by following my Agya, my order. Yare deke tare kaha Krishnupadesh. Amara Agyaya Guru Hanataradesh. He says, stay in this desh, stay in this country. Why come with me? This is my Agya, my Amara Agya. Mere Agya, this is my order. Oh Korma, Korma Das, you stay here, you live with your family, but you preach Krishna Upadesh, the instructions and teachings of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Puran. You become a guru, become a teacher, Shiksha Guru, whatever, and you help the people here. Krishna's Kaviraj in Vrindavan, he got the order from the Vaishnavas. Chintita Antari. But with inside himself, his mind was disturbed. All right, I got this order. It's one thing to receive an order or instruction, but it's another thing to carry it out. It may not be so easy. And a mind, of course, balks or rejects any type of work. Basically, in Kali Yuga, we're very lazy, most of ordinary people. But moreover, there were some other extenuating circumstances which made it rather difficult for Krishna's Kaviraj to fulfill this order, and that's why he was worried, he was anxious. Because he wasn't a young, strong, fit person. He was at the fag end of his life, about to die. So his senses, ears, body, hands, he wasn't very agile or capable or powerful or strong to even accomplish the work or carry out the order of the Vaishnavas. So he felt hesitation. He felt disturbance in his mind, so he took shelter of Krishna. Any devotee, when he's feeling disturbance or not disturbance, he takes shelter of Krishna. Oh my Lord, how can I do this? My Guru has asked me to do this service. The Vaishnava Guru is also Vaishnava. He's asked me to do this, but how can I do it? It seems difficult. Oh, please help me. Oh my Lord. Oh, Lord in my heart. Or you have your favorite deity or Ishta, maybe your own Thakur. Your Kula Devata or your own Thakurji, oh Giriraj, oh Govindaji, oh Radha Shamsundar, please help me, please give me inspiration, please give me the strength to execute this order of the devotees or my guru. So he's seeking the Agya Magi Bhare. He wants to receive Madan Mohan, Madan Gopal. Madan Gopal means Madan Mohan, the same deity. Darshana Kari Kailun Chanana Vandhan Gosai Dasa Pujari Kari Charana Sevan. Krishna's Kaviraj narrates, this is basically a diary entry. This is the personal diary of Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. I went to the temple of Madan Gopal, and the priest there, Pujari Gosai Das, he was serving the feet of the Lord, Kari Charana Seva. And I also prayed at the Lord's lotus feet. Prabhu Charani Jari Agya Magila, Prabhu Kanta Haite Mala, Kasiya Padila. While I was praying to Madan Gopal for his order, for his permission, suddenly a flower garland from the neck of the Lord immediately slipped down, fell down to his feet. Sab Vaishnav Gan Haridwani Dila, Gosai Dasani Mala, Mora Gala Dila. As soon as this happened, all the devotees that were accompanying me in Madan Mohan's temple, because he went surrounded by many devotees, they all loudly chanted, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And the priest, Gosai Das, he brought me the garland and placed it around my neck. So, of course, this is a standard exchange between the Lord and his Archamurti form, which is the personal representation of the Lord in this world before our The Lord is transcendental, but our eyes are material. Spiritual form of the merciful Lord appears before our eyes as the Archamurti, because our material eyes can only see marble and wood and brass. For us, it may, on one level, we may see the Murti like that, materially constituted, but from Krishna's subjective side, he is fully there, Sakshat Hari, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, the Vigraha Sachidananda. And he can cause anything to happen or not to happen by his will. His will is supreme, his power is unlimited, his mercy is oceanic. Devotees take shelter of the deity and approach the deity in a very personal, intimate way and pray for the inspiration and guidance and protection and strength from the Thakurji, from deity. And he reciprocates accordingly with our surrender and sincerity of purpose. This is the means of communication that the deity often gives to his devotees, that he drops a garland, he drops a ring, something happens. A flower falls off his hand, and it's very strange. For example, devotees standing, there's 20, 30 devotees all standing, all taking darshan, all looking at the deity, and all together in one group. And 29 devotees are simply taking darshan. One devotee is fervently praying from the core of his heart, "Oh, Shyamasundar, please, I have this idea, and I'm not sure to do this or not, and please give me some confirmation." And then a flower falls or the garland falls. Then the pujari, who is not even on the altar, he's off preparing the bhog offering. He comes in and then he sees this garland fallen. He says, "Oh, this fell off. Okay, I offer this. It fell on, you know, on the floor, on the altar." So he says, and there's so many fresh garlands coming all the time in Radha Shyamasundara. So he takes the garland and he comes to the front of the altar, and there's this whole group of people there. And he points to, "Hey, you, come here. And you're the one person out of the 30. And you're the only one. There's 30 devotees standing in a group. And you're the one person that's praying for some signal or some indication from the deity to indicate which way to go when you're..." And then the pujari, who wasn't even there when the garland fell off and doesn't know anything about you or what you're praying, somehow he calls you, and he puts the garland around your neck. And when you receive that garland, you're in like seventh heaven. You say, "Oh, this is very extraordinary." It's not that you're standing in the group and you're waving your hands in front of these, "Krishna, look at me, you know, please show me something." And then the pujari looks out and says, "Who's this guy waving his hands?" And then the garland falls off. He says, "Well, I guess I should give it." It's nothing. It's all very subtle and very invisible and very quote unquote coincidental. Not coincidental. Completely personal, individual, a loving exchange, real. I know one devotee, he was in Jagannath Puri. And he was in a dilemma about who his guru should be. So he went to Jagannath, to the temple, and he said, "Should I take initiation from this? I don't know whether everyone's telling me I should take initiation from this guru, and I'm also inclined. But I'm also thinking of this other guru. I'm of two minds. Jagannath, please, will you give me some indication? Should I take initiation from this guru?" Garland falls off, boom. And then the pujari comes and does the same thing, calls him forward and gives him a garland. And then that afternoon he took initiation from that guru. So it can be like that. Everyone says, "Haribo, Haribo, Agya Malapana Amara, Hailananda, Tahani Karino e Grantera Aramba." I was greatly pleased to have received this garland from Madan Mohan, signifying the order of the Lord. And therefore I commenced to write this book. He was mentally disturbed and anxious, although the Vaishnava said, "Please write this book." He says, "Write this book, I'm so old and so crippled I can't even hold a pen in my hand. How am I supposed to do it? Anyway, it's your wish, and with your karuna, anything's possible. The mercy of the devotees or the mercy of Krishna?" What is we say Krishna has gatana agatana patiyasi shakti. He has the power to make the impossible possible or the possible impossible. That shakti, that patiyasi shakti. But who, that shakti is with Krishna. Yes, he has that shakti. But where is he keeping that shakti? Where does he keep them? He doesn't keep them with him. He keeps them with the Kripa Shakti Murti. So who is the Murti of Kripa? Who is the Kripa Shakti? That's a particular type of machine gun, or a particular type of weapon, if you want to continue the analogy. It's called the Kripa Shakti. There's Vidya Shakti, Karuna Shakti, Kripa Shakti, many types of Shaktis. Nadini Shakti, Sandini Shakti, Samvid Shakti, Stapani Shakti, Karshani Shakti, there's many, Vyogani Shakti, Samyogani. Kripa Shakti, the mercy Shakti, this Patiyasi Shakti, this power to make the impossible possible, possible impossible, is with Krishna, but moreover it's with his devotee. He's keeping his power with the devotee. That's what we say, Vaishnav Kripa. Guru, in Hindi we say, Guru Kripa, He Kevalam. Only, Kevalam means only. Only by the mercy of Guru. By the mercy of Guru, anything's possible. That it says that by the mercy of the Guru, a lame man, Mukam Kuroti Vachalam, a foolish person can speak eloquent poetry. Mukam Kuroti Vachalam, Pangam Langayate Girim. A lame man, a pangal, he can cross over mountains. And then it says a blind man, Anda Taragana Deki. It says that Anda, a blind man can, Taragana Deki, he can see the Taragan, he can see the group of stars. A blind man can see the stars in the sky by Guru Kripa. This is a fact. This verse is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the Vaishnavas gave their Karuna, they gave their Agya, their order, but still, all right, you're giving your mercy, but I need a little extra encouragement. I need a nod from the Lord. I need a wink from the Lord. I need a little bit extra boost. So he went to Madan Gopal and he received that recognition. That garland fell. Everyone said, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Then he commenced to write this wonderful book. Grant Aramba means the beginning of this grant. Grant means holy book, sacred book. He granta lekaya more madan mohan amara likana jena shukara patan. Now, there's an honest admission by Krishnas Kaviraj. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is not my Lekaya. It is not my writing, but it is the dictation of Madan Mohan. My writing is like the repetition of a parrot. A parrot or a tota has the ability to hear some words and repeat those words. So, Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan is speaking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that. And like a parrot, whatever he's hearing from Madan Gopal, Krishnas Kaviraj is writing down. He's saying, I didn't write it, he wrote it. He says, E grant lekaya more Madan. He says, he's causing me, he's writing it. So who is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita? Madan Mohan. Purport. Srila Prabhupada's purport on this idea. Some very interesting point. This should be the attitude of all devotees. When Krishna recognizes a devotee, he gives that devotee intelligence and dictates to him or orders him how he may go back home, back to Godhead. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. Gita 10:10. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. The opportunity to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord is open to everyone, because every living entity is by constitution a servant of the Lord. To engage in the service of the Lord is the natural function of the living entity. But because he's covered by the influence of the Maya, the material energy, he thinks that this is a very difficult task. But if he places himself under the guidance of the spiritual master and does everything sincerely, immediately the Lord, who is situated within everyone's heart, dictates how to serve him. In other words, Krishna, he sees the sincere purpose and effort and desire to serve him, then he gives the energy, the idea, the strength, the direction, how to serve him. The Lord gives this direction, and thus the devotee's life becomes perfect. Whatever a pure devotee does is done by the dictation of the Supreme Lord. This is confirmed by Krishna's Kaviraj, that whatever he wrote was written under the direction of the Sri Madan Mohan deity. We can, of course, Prabhupada is too humble to say it himself, But as his disciple and reader of his books and his purports, we can say that in a similar way, Radha Govinda Dev, his deity, his personal deity is Radha Govinda, which he traveled with and I think maybe now worship in Mayapur or somewhere. Prabhupada himself was being ordered by, and everything that he wrote was written under the direction of Radha Govinda. His Bhaktivedanta purports, which he said are my personal ecstasies, my Bhaktivedanta Bhav, Bhaktivedanta Bhav Prakarshini Tikas. Like they have these, you see these different titles of these. Prabhupada just says purport. But when we read these Hindi books, it says Vritti, Bhav Prakash Vritti, and all these fancy names of all these commentaries of various authors. But if you want to put it in Hindi, then it would have to be, instead of Anubhav, forget that, it's Bhaktivedanta Bhava Taranga Tikas, the waves of Bhav, Bhaktivedanta Bhava Taranga Tika. Nevertheless, his purports were dictated by Radha Govinda, because he's fully connected with the Lord as his pure servant. Seiliki Madan Gopal Elikai Kashter Putali Jena Kuhake Nachai Katputli, right? So this is Putali. As a wooden doll is made to dance by a magician, like a puppet, they have some strings and they dance. I write as Madan Gopal orders me to do so. This is the position of a pure devotee. One should not take any responsibility on his own, but should be a surrendered soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if one is surrendered to the Lord will then give him dictation as Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within the heart. Krishna is pleased to guide a devotee from within and without. From within the heart, Krishna guides the devotee as Chaitya Guru, super soul. And from outside, he guides the devotee as the spiritual master. Kuladi Devata Mora Madana Mohan Yanar Sevaka Raghunatha Rupa Sanatan. Krishna's coverage in his diary describing the formation of this book. I accept as my family deity, my Kula Adi Devata, Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan. And the worshippers of this Madan Mohan are Raghunath Das, Rupa Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami. So Madan Mohan is worshipped by the Sambandha Acharya, Sanatan Goswami, the Abhideya Acharya, Rupa Goswami, and Purojana Acharya, Raghunath Das. Vrindavana Dasir Pada, Padmakari Dhyan, Tanragya Lana Liki, Jahate Kalyan. I took permission from Vrindavan Das Thakur by praying at his lotus feet. Upon receiving his order, I have attempted to write this auspicious literature. Before Chaitanya Charitamrita was written, there were two books written about this life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One was entitled Chaitanya Mangal by Lochan Das Thakur, and the other book is called Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is considered the Srila Veda Vyas, non-different from Veda Vyas. So out of humility and submission, before commencing his own work, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj, he prayed to Madan Mohan, his Kula Devata, or his Lord of his heart and life. And he prayed to all the Vaishnavas, the primary principal Vaishnavas, Raghunath Das, Rupa Sanatan, and all the assembled Vaishnavas who gave the order. But he didn't feel that was sufficient because Vrindavan Das Thakur is a Veda Vyas, and he's a Veda Vyas of Lord Krishna's life and teachings. And he's a Veda Vyas of Krishna's life and teachings when Krishna comes as Yugal. This combined Radha Krishna avatar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he's such a prominent and powerful personality, so out of great humility, he put his head at Vrindavan Das Thakur's feet and he prayed to him. Vrindavan Das Thakur was not living in Vrindavan. Krishna's Kaviraj was living in Vrindavan. He was at Dwarasa Aditya Tila at the time, at the place of Madan Mohan's temple, and then his Bhajan Kuti was here, but this whole pastime of receiving the order was down in Vrindavan. They went for some Samelan at Damodar Temple with Rupa and all the devotees, and then it came up, like this idea came up in the group of devotees. So then he went over to Madan Mohan Temple. They all went together. Then he came out here later and wrote the book in cooperation with Raghunath Das. So how does he pray? Well, praying you can be directly in front of the person and pray to someone for mercy. Oh, please give your mercy. People come and say, oh, Swami Maharaj, give your mercy or whatever. But you can also pray in separation. That's generally how we pray. We don't see God, but we're separated from God. We pray to God in our heart. We pray to God in the spiritual world. We pray to Guru. Although Guru may not be standing in front of us, but he's everywhere. By the mercy of Krishna, he can hear our prayers, receive our prayers. Krishna carries the prayers into the heart of the devotee. The Guru is not all-pervading. The Guru is not Paramatma, but Krishna is. Krishna is all-pervading. He is Paramatma. So when he has to communicate some message, he has his own SMS program. You know, Super Soul Message Service. SMS, right? It's called SMS? Super Soul Message Service. So this happens that from within, without the Lord. So this, what I'm saying is Vrindavan Das Thakur is living in East, is in Bengal, Navadvip. That's where Vrindavan is. And on the other side here in India, in Vrindavan is Krishna's Kaviraj. I'm not even sure Vrindavan Das Thakur is even still living, actually. But it says that Krishna's Kaviraj, he took permission, he prayed. It says, Vrindavan Dasar Pada Padma Kari Dhyan Tanra Agyad Nana Liki Yahate Kalyan. It says that, actually what it says, he meditated. Pada Padma. Vrindavan Das Pada Padma Kari Dhyan. So he says he meditated. He meditated on the lotus feet. Because he couldn't see him, he couldn't speak to him directly. So he meditated on his lotus feet. And he meditated on his lotus feet. He took permission from the lotus feet. This is a very interesting way to take permission. Yahate Kalyan. Agyalana Liki Yahate Kalyan. He says that I received his permission. Jahate all is Kalyan. I received his permission, all blessings and auspiciousness. I meditated on the feet of the original author of Lord Chaitanya's teachings and pastimes, the Vedavyasa, Lord Chaitanya's life. And I meditated, and in my meditation I received a confirmation, a message, a communion, and with that everything became Kalyan. Kalyan means auspicious, favorable, positive. And taking that favorable message and impression in my heart, I commenced writing. Now see how careful he is and how thorough he is in taking permission from all sides before commencing on his particular service. He's taking permission from the Super Soul and the previous Acharya and from devotees that aren't even there. It's almost like praying to I meditate on the feet of my Param Guru, Bhakti Santa Saraswati and Gaura Kishore and Prabhupada and pray. Then we commence on some activities. So we can do a similar thing as devotees whenever we commence, or rather begin some service. We take the direct order of the Guru who may give us an order, and then we can meditate on the feet of the great devotees and past and present, and then take the permission and blessings of our deity and then serve with great enthusiasm, determination, patience, and attention. Chaitanya Lila Te Vyasa Vrindavana Das Tandra Kripa Bina Anye Nahaya Prakash. Vrindavan Das Thakur is the authorized writer on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Without his mercy, one cannot describe these pastimes. Murkanicha Kudra Muni Vishaya Lalasa Vaishnavagya Balekari Etekya Sahasa. He is that. He is the authorized writer. He is Chaitanya Lila Vyas, Vrindavan Das. Kripa Bina Anye Nahaya Prakash. Without his Kripa, nothing can manifest. Naya Prakash, nothing can manifest without his Kripa. And that's him, that's Vrindavan Das Thakur. And I'm about to do the same activity, to write about Chaitanya's Leela. Chaitanya Leela. And what am I? Murka Nicha Kudra Muni Vishaya Lalasa Vaishnavagya Bale Kari 8. I am a murk. I am foolish. Nichi Jati. I am low born and Kudra, very insignificant. Vishaya Lalasa. I always desire material enjoyment. Yet, by the order of the Vaishnavas, I am greatly enthusiastic to write this transcendental literature. Sahasa means Eteka Sahasa. I have so much energy. Bhale. Vaishnava Agya Bhale. Agya Bhale. Agya Bhale. By that order, I have strength. Vaishnav Agya Bhale. What do we say? In the order of the spiritual, when the spiritual master gives an order, what do we say? In the order of the spiritual master is the power to execute it. This is told, Prabhupada, when we heard from Prabhupada. Oh, Prabhupada, how will I do this? No, you do it. You'll be successful. Safal Bhagavatu, Mangalam Bhavatu, everything will be successful. Because the power, all you have to do on your side is cheshta, endeavor. You have to do cheshta, endeavor. Kriya, you have to endeavor. Then all mercy is there. You simply surrender and endeavor with enthusiasm, and you'll be successful by Guru Kripa and Krishna Kripa. So it's very same points here. Vaishnav Agya Bhale, Kari Etika Sahas. I had so much energy. How I got so much energy? Because the Bal, Agya Bal, Vaishnava Agya Bal, there's so much strength and power in the order of the Vaishnava. Do it. And we see that, practically speaking, anyone who gives orders, or anyone who's received orders and carried them out, he has seen that, oh, it's been carried out by me? No, by him and by them. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Charanare Bal Janra Smrite Siddhahai Vanchita Sakal. The lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath are my only source of strength. Rupa Raghunath Charanara Bal. Remembering their lotus feet can fulfill all one's desires. Janra Smrite Siddhahai Vanchita Sakal. Vancha, we say Vancha Kapa Drubhyas Cha. Vancha Kapa Drubhyas Cha. Right? Devotees can fill desires, everyone, just like desire trees full of compassion for all conditioned souls. Vancha Sakal. Sakal means sub. All the desires. Smriti, Siddha. Siddha means perfection. You can attain perfection of all devotional desires by what? Vaishnava Smriti. Krishna Smriti, Vaishnava Smriti. By remembering the Vaishnavas. Especially in the lotus feet, there's so much power in the feet. Of course, they're not kung fu experts either. Usually you think power, feet don't have much power unless you're taekwondo or kung fu or something. And tong, with your foot you can knock out 10 people. It says, Sri Rupa Raghunath Charanara Bal. Charan Bal, it means the feet have so much power. Just remember the feet, the foot dust. Sri Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Echai Gosai Kori Charanan Vandan Yahoite Bignana Abhishtapuran. Narottam Das Thakur's prayer, in one line, he says that, if you remember the six Goswamis, Vigna Nash, all the obstacles and difficulties can be annihilated, and all the desires can be fulfilled. Krishna's Kavaraj is teaching the same point. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pada Yandra Jara Ash, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaya Krishnas, praying at the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, always desiring their mercy. I, Krishnas, narrate Chaitanya Charitamrita, following their footsteps. Thus ends the story of who is the real author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now we know that it is Madan Gopal, and he simply inspired Krishna's Kaviraj to move his pen, but it was actually written by Madan Gopal. Because no one can glorify Radha and Krishna better than Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.